Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Craig Ferentino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. Material discussed is not to be construed as specific investment, tax, or legal advice, and is not a recommendation to buy or sell any securities.
Let's not forget that website, folks. CraigJamesFinancial.com. Great info. Also, pre-registering the site is essential in order to get on all the great webinars and events that come our way. We got one later we'll talk about. Dow yesterday was up 30 points. At the close, 31,135. Futures down. It was up about 40. Now we're down 40. So we'll keep an eye on that, as well as a potential strike of the rails. I'll tell you, that's devastating. We'll talk about that, I'm sure. And also, we'll tell you regarding some of the latest numbers regarding the wholesale level in inflation. And that jumped in the month of August. And you wonder. If these prices will keep on a spiking, it looks like they will. So we'll talk about that. Ms. Craig Ferentino, it's always a pleasure to have you here.
Jay, you have all the good stuff. You know, what a great start. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Yeah, we have, yesterday was a, all I'm seeing right now, frankly, is a calmer market. That's all I can ask for. No more large swings, which is great. No more 1,200, 1,300 points, 5% down. If it's leveling off, or at least just showing some slower movements, I think, or less volatility, I think we're in great shape. Yesterday, stocks posted a small rebound, and technology names were hardest hit the news about inflation, and it's that it's sticky. I started to delve into the inflation numbers, really not looking good, because we had oil go down, yet inflation went up. I mean, oil literally went from $104 a barrel to $81 a barrel, and that was supposed to help the inflation. I was, oh, okay, well, you know, the worst is over. But other things are just higher and higher. When you look at it, there's two components to the numbers, Jay. I think our listeners ought to understand. The first component is really about the commodity type prices. So that's your corn, that's your oil, things like that. And on the other side is the service side. So what the report showed yesterday was that the 2 days ago now, that the service industry was up, particularly some of them, like things like health insurance, up 24%. That doesn't go down because you pay that every month out of your paycheck. That's a big move. Other things, other services that you pay for on a regular basis, up 11-12%. And those things are a little more sticky, including rents and things like that, because you sign a lease. For apartments, it's a year. For buildings, or if you're leasing space, it can be 5, 10, 15, 20 years. So it's a long lease. And so once you've paid that higher amount, that's going to stay with us for a long time. And I've explained this over and over the time, and I just felt that here we are in another situation. Something that nobody's going to report, Jay, but I don't want to get political. You know, I know that's your realm. But another thing that people aren't nobody's going to report. You won't hear this on NBC, CBS, ABC, the news feed that you guys have every half hour. That 2020, same time 2020, this, we reported 8.3 inflation, same time 2020, same date. Our inflation came out, it was 1.3%. So there you go. Big difference there. And so Americans are starting to see that, and they're starting to deceive. That said, you know, technology gets hit in some of these markets a lot harder. And so the technology stocks can be much more volatile to the negative side. But we're also looking for the housing demand and softening. We slow up the prices. We have a 6% mortgage. The markets will close that up a little bit, tighten that up, so less people will be shopping. I talked to an agent yesterday, Ray, and Jay, and they did say basically that there's still a lot of people coming off of housing. So even at a 6%, just go figure, even at that big number there, you're starting to see just a good number of people coming out for housing. Hey, you know, today we get some news also on a couple of stocks. We're starting to see very, very big movements. We have some of the analysts. PBF Energy goes from an underperform to an outperform at Wolf Research. That's PBF. Citigroup was initiated with Credit Suisse First Boston, now just called Credit Suisse, with a neutral rating and a $54 price target for Citibank. And we're also seeing two two of the Wynn Resorts, a gambling type place, Credit Suisse, takes their rating from a neutral to an outperform on Wynn Resorts. So they'll go figure that one out. And company WEX is initiated with an overweight at, and we're starting to see some other record. We're starting to get some information from some people, such as today we're going to hear from Danaher and a couple of other big firms and see what their earnings are as well. So that's what we're looking forward to. Hey, Jay, after the market today, we're going to be talking about blah, blah, blah. We're going to talk about taxes and retirement. That's our monthly presentation, 7 to 8 o'clock tonight. Go to our website, CraigJamesFinancial.com, CraigJamesFinancial.com. You pay, you know, you get a pension maybe, or if you don't get a pension, we take money out of the 401k, which is now possibly an IRA. How do we do it? And then if we inherited a parent's IRA, how does that look? It takes 10 years. We got to take that money out in 10 years now, so that blows us up a little bit. If you inherit $1 million and you're getting, and you have to bleed that out over 10 years, then you're 60 years old and one of your parents passed, and you inherit that $1 million, you got to take out $100,000 a year for the next 10 years. Well, if you do that, guess what, Jay? Your monthly Medicare payments go up, and they go from like $167 to $450. That's a month, sir. Yes, correct. That's a month. So we're going to talk about some of these strategies that are out there. It's very, very important to go over that. 7 to 8 o'clock tonight. We had some great listeners on yesterday's insurance for wealth preservation call at 9 to 13:15. That was very good, Jay. And we're looking forward to coming up to an end of the weekend and a more stable market.
On the plate, I'll tell you two things to watch: this rail strike, and they were negotiating, and there's 12 unions involved. We explained to the audience. White House stepped in yesterday, so we'll see. I mean, you talk about devastating effects, right, with everything going on. And the other thing is, didn't get a lot of play, but at the wholesale level, inflation jumped 8.7 in August from a year earlier. Bit of a slowdown from July, yet still a very painfully high level, and kind of suggesting prices are going to spike for months to come. Really, no end in sight, which is a big problem as far as measuring this stuff. So we'll see what happens. But really, that rail strike looms large, just devastating if that's in play as far as supply chain and everything else. So we'll keep an eye on that. I know you will. And again tonight. 7 o'clock is key. CraigJamesFinancial.com, folks. You log on. That's how you get involved. And it should be very interesting. Sir, always great having you. We'll talk in the morning. How's that?
Thank you, Jay. We'll talk one more time this week.
You got it. On a Friday, Mr. Craig Ferentino, the Craig James Financial.